This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, welcome back, everybody.
Yikes.
Yeah. We're trying to get some details on this horrible news about Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Kneeland. Frisco police have put out a statement that they said he unfortunately had expressed suicidal thoughts. He was later located at around 1:30 a.m., deceased with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but the cause and manner of death will be determined by the Collin County Medical Examiner's Office. There was apparently some pursuit after him, and they couldn't find him. So there's still more details coming out, but it does appear to be a suicide, which is really, really unfortunate.
Yep.
Really, really unfortunate. Really sad morning today.
Yep. Mentally... Right, certain, like, you have to learn in life how to deal with things. You know what I mean? Like, and sometimes things hit us, you know. Like, first of all, life doesn't hit you when you're ready for it, right? When you're well prepared for it. And, you know, that's one of the things that sports teach you. You got to be able to adjust on the fly, right? But everybody's not made like that.
And we got to see what details are out there. Apparently, yeah, he had texted his family, his girlfriend. They were all frantic looking for him, and he's maybe had some episodes in the past. So
yeah,
we'll see. Awful news, obviously. Like, awful news with that. Awful news this morning. We woke up to Eric Spoelstra came home from Denver. His house was burned down. So we're praying for the Spoelstra family, the Heat family. That's obviously horrific. Thankfully, everybody is safe from that. And hopefully real life stuff comes first, yeah,
and your job comes second, regardless of how high profile that job is. And I think sometimes we need to understand the reality of that. Like, yep, what you do in life does not exclude you from the statistics of life. So if one of every person has mental problems or however many that be, those issues don't give a damn what you do.
Let's get to our mixed bag here on a Thursday.
Better be a good one, because I'm sad.
Well, I'll get you in the mood with the sweet sounds of Paul Maurice.
Yeah.
This was him yesterday at practice on how the cats can get right.
They're all to lean on, but you go through it, and it's almost new though every time. You got to go through it, so we dealt with it on video today and then worked on it in practice. And, you know, we want to be really committed to the basics of what we do well. And, you don't own anything in this league. Nothing's permanent. So you got to earn it every night and you got to earn it every day. We don't just show up to the rink and expect things to be good when they haven't been. I liked our games coming into last night. I didn't like our game last night.
There you go. The Panthers in a strange position as they have the fewest points in the Eastern Conference, which is not a place they are used to being.
Have ever been.
Yep.
No. Not in five years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
5 years.
Now, obviously, you know, it's not 6
because they've been to 3 in a row and 3 finals in a row, mm-hmm. right? They won the President's Cup before that.
Trophy.
President's Trophy before that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, it's been a long time since they've been at the bottom of the Eastern Conference.
But you know what they say about cats? They climb. I'll take my minus one.
Dude. Quickly.
Minus so one.
That was terrible.
Minus one.
Yeah.
Vlad, your coach, Aaron Glenn, he has a message for you.
What's that? For me? Personally?
Nothing different than I've been saying. Listen, I want this to be a team that the fans are proud of. But again, I never said that we're going to be proud of them right now. At some point, I want this to be a team that that the fans are proud of, and I still stick with that, you know. And I will still say that this is a team that the fans will be proud of. And I'm not going to get into the patience and all that type of crap that you always hear, but I will tell you this: our guys are working. We're going to continue to work, and again, I'm going to stand by that statement. I want this to be a team that the fans are proud of. So, don't let go of the rope. You've heard me say that before, and just continue to watch us work.
Spoelstra fan.
What is it? Only thing was missing was a whistle.
Sounds like a man that knows he's got a good 2 years of trying to get this thing going.
Well, like, you know, was the thing that sucks about this is they just get rid of two of your best players. Now, granted, you weren't that good with those two players, but they're still two good players.
Yes, I know, but you got to get rid of your aubergine. You got to get the stench out. You got to get the guys
good
out.
Good players. Good players are good players.
I get that. But
you think a coach would say, I don't want that good player because I didn't pick him? That just sounds asinine. So the only reason why they're not on the team because somebody else picked them? If you're a good player and you're a coach, you want good players.
And you also
quarterbacks are a little different.
And you also want guys. When you're setting your message, you're putting your
you want guys to buy in.
You want your guys to buy in. You don't want guys who probably have heard these stories already and aren't buying in, like Quinnen Williams, who's heard this 3 or 4 times and would love to win.
He's so trade him and let him hear it again from somewhere else.
Now he's just
it's football. It's being a professional. You're not gonna have the same coach your whole career.
Quinnen Williams just now has Southern drawl jets.
Right. So, no, but I'm just saying, like to make it sound like a new coach comes in with a new ideology, with a new message, or whatever, he wants all of his own play. If you're a good player, you're going to be on that team.
But if a good player doesn't buy in?
That's a whole different conversation.
Okay, so that was what's going on
okay,
over there.
Okay, but that's not he wants players, you know. If you're a good player, you're a good player. That's a whole nother conversation. Like, to say he don't want a good player because I didn't pick him. Like,
if you're a good
player,
you
can't turn over a whole team.
If you're a good player and you're not buying in,
that's a different conversation.
And with Minka.
So then that's
right. Exactly.
So then, if that's the case, then why does every coach that comes in,
we always say,
right, no, well, he didn't draft that quarterback, so, you know, he wants his guy. Because that's what's going to happen here if Mike McDaniel gets let go. He's going to, you might keep 2 or 4 a season, but guess what? Is Tua a good player?
Tua is a player that fits. No,
it's not right now. Oh,
it's interesting. God, you say it's a player. Is he a good player? Is he a good player?
No, it has nothing to do with that. He fits what Mike McDaniel does. If another offensive coordinator or coach comes in that wants a drop back, sit in the pocket, strong, mobile quarterback, then Tua's not going to fit. I understand that. But I'm saying if a guy comes – so, for example, they were talking up north about, hey, it's about time for the Buffalo coach to win, or they're going to bring in a new coach.
I've been saying that for the longest.
Right. Okay, are they going to get rid of Josh Allen?
No.
It ain't him. It ain't his guy.
Unless he's a coach killer like Justin Herbert.
But yeah, but like, so when you say that, like, it, you don't just get rid of good players. There's other stuff. You mentioned the other stuff after the fact.
Speaking of good players, Donovan Mitchell, he's good.
He's good.
46 points last night. He said the catalyst for all of it was some snot-nosed punk on 2K.
I wouldn't put the game that I had based on the court. This kid pissed me off today. I was playing 2K. I've been playing 2K for like 2 hours, and I told them too. I was like, wait, just wait. He just called me washed up. He called me a bunch of things. But I love it, you know what I mean? He said he ain't seen a highlight from me in a minute. And I just told him, all right, we'll see. He said, tell me to go to sleep. Like, he was going in. So this game was for that kid or grown man, whoever that was. So I appreciate you. I told him I'd give him a shout out too. So that's what tonight was. But no, as a whole, this night was really dope, man. It's I'm kind of hoping we keep the court, you know what I'm saying? But kind of keep it for our home games, but we'll see.
Could you imagine playing video games and you're talking trash to Donovan Mitchell?
And then he goes out and, yeah.
Bum. Some guy's just like, sitting there and you're talking trash to an all-star.
I haven't seen a highlight from you in a minute, Spider.
That's crazy.
What'd you say, kid?
He's saying it's Evan Mobley's team now.
What are you trying to do? What are you trying to imply here?
I just think it's hilarious. Like, you're on that headset, and Donovan Mitchell, who's this accomplished, great basketball player, is getting all in his feelings because of some snot-nosed punk in 2K.
That's athletes, man. What do you want me to, like, you... You do the same thing. You go at people. Like, do you not understand athletes look for stuff like that? Right?
What you say?
Right. That's okay, I'll show you.
Like, but Anthony Edwards.
I mean, Jordan used to make up stuff.
That's great.
Right? Like that's...
Wait a minute. Huh. You've never done anything. You've never had to go to a different mentality.
No, you know why? Because I got hit. And once you get hit, and once you get hit and get some woke in you, then you have to come to the ready. Either I'm going to get punked out here or I'm going to return.
My bad.
You see what I'm saying?
Disregard that question. My bad. I forgot. You played in the 80s. You played in the 80s and the 90s. Reality set in quickly.
Yeah. Like, as soon as you went out there and got a snot bubble and you had to go to the sideline and blow your nose.
Just love the
somebody idea. Say Leroy is hands down going to sink this show. He's getting almost unbearable. Elliot, kick rocks, buddy.
Yep.
How's that?
How about that?
I'm like, first of all, let me explain something to you.
-1.
If you want a fan show, then go to a bar with your buddies and y'all can sit around and talk all the BS with no reality based around it. Okay, I know the difference between me and Tobin and Vlad. I do understand that. And we fight about that every day. I understand it. You first, my man. I already been there. I played in Cleveland. So, you know.
Tommy Tobin gets on the headset and Donovan Mitchell's there and he goes, I wish I was playing against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a real MVP.
You are not the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's engaged, right?
Hey.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
What?
To Hillary.
Make a salient point.
In the new Bel-Air.
That's a big
dude,
word.
Dude, what's wrong with you, dude? This is sports talk.
What he said? Yeah. Salient?
Yeah.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Yeah.
Let's look that up.
Huh. I don't like salt.
Point for Leroy.
Salient. It means most notable or important.
Yeah.
That's an adjective.
Speak normally, dude.
Yeah.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Right. I love that. You know what? You know what I find out?
Nobody talks like that.
Like, when I started doing this, how many people say it was easy? Like, oh, I could do that. I could do that. I said, dude, I could sit with you right now and you wouldn't be able to have a 10-minute conversation and we do it for 4 hours. I say, go, come on.
That's somebody said that's an SAT word for me, dog. I skipped that question.
We'll take a break here. More action to come here. The Heat, they get beat last night by the Nuggets. They're heading home, waiting on Bam Adebayo. Injury news.
I mean, right now, are we really caring about what's going on with Bam or what's going on with Spo?
Spo.
Right. That's real life stuff.
Yep. Man. Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dennis Cooper of the true crime podcast Culpable, where we investigate real, unsolved cases in pursuit of justice. Binge all seasons of Culpable wherever you get your podcasts.